Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to Dispatching Live. It is Thursday. It's noon Central Time, and we're back. We're glad to have you back. Thanks for jumping in the live chat. We're going to get this show going. We're going to bring Sue up in here. Before we do, please do leave a like. You know you can click share. You can click copy. Grab the YouTube link. You can click plus save. Save this for later. Get the podcast. Do whatever you want to do there. But do be sure to tune in. Say hello. Tell your friends. Sue, can you see me and hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can see your load board. Hey, are we gonna look for loads again?
Look for loads today?
Whoa.
I don't know. Somebody's gonna ask us for that.
All right, well, take it away. Where are we? What are we doing?
We have 41,999 loads. And the last time I checked, the last time I wrote it down, how about that? Was when we did the show on 6/16 and we were at 43,558. Now I did check last week and we were in like the 44,000 range. I mean, we're not going down anytime soon, but I will say, I don't know if anybody else has had this problem, but loads this week have been crapola finding. I mean, we've been getting paid good money on the ones we have, but they've been hard to find. I don't know about anybody else, but I kind of thought maybe people took vacation this week, and I have a feeling they're going to take vacation next week too, by the way, like brokers and transporters. I know a lot of my transporters are not working next week.
Do me a favor, hit plus on your screen. Make it just one size bigger. What happens if you do it again?
One more?
Yeah, that's pretty good. If we go any bigger, then we go home.
So we're going to move. Yeah, we're going to lose it.
So, no, that's good. That's good. Okay, well, cool. So let's do this. First, I want to jump in and say hello to everybody in the live chat. Thank you guys so much. Look at that. We already have a full live chat. And I'm really happy to see that. Thank you, guys. And gals.
Hey, Danny. Lakeisha.
Yeah, we got Exclusive Logistics of Myrtle Beach is here. Douglas is here.
Douglas is on here.
Camping at the Creation Music Festival. That's awesome. Man, I want to be there.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time. Daniel Puentes is here.
Douglas got approved from Central in 72 hours.
Okay,
well, good for you.
Yeah, no, that is pretty insane. Let me get the applause going here. Let's see here. Do we have the applause? That is totally insane. And you're right. You definitely should gulp. And now that you've told everybody, you know, they're just going to okay.
Everybody's going to rush over.
Right. Oh, my God. Cancel that guy. He's making us look bad. Lakeisha's
hey,
here.
Lena.
Danny B's. By the way, you know, Central, listen, we want to show love. We
Itchy
just
bears.
We're, you know, we've just been taking it for so long, and you're in the news today or whatever. What you got, like a Central, we'll cover that. We got a bunch of crazy stuff coming up. So please do say hello. Elena's here. Yeah, Two Bears is here. Oh, Exclusive Logistics, this is Vance. Thank you.
That's Vance. Hey,
yeah.
Vance.
Because if all I know is the screen name, and you have to remind me, I forget who everybody is, and I'm sorry about that. Apologize. But that is the shocking chat of the week, is Central Dispatch in 72 hours.
72 hours.
Wow. That's crazy. So did you, like,
crazy.
Did you... like staple money
what'd you
to
do?
The facts? Yeah, what'd you do? How did you do this?
We've been telling everybody just to ride their asses, and it's been working. Like, I think they're like, I got to get this guy off of my back, so I got to do it right now.
Okay, that's it. Ride their asses. There you go. if anybody has a route scout they want us to search, I got news items I'll go into until we get that stuff. And by the way, it is nice. It's fun to be back. I know we've been away traveling, this and that, and it's the summer, so, like, you know, the fact that somebody's tuning in from camping, that's incredible, isn't it? Uh-oh, now we can't see anything.
That's awesome. Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I think you hit click plus again, or you said please and thank you. Oh, and you said
you're Canadian.
That was a really, really good idea. I'm Canadian.
That's excellent.
Hey, can I get signed up, poser?
Do what?
Okay, so your screen
hey,
is
Daryl.
now way. Hey, what's up, Daryl? Cool.
My screen is, I think it's too big. I'm going to
go
down one.
Yeah,
okay.
Go down one.
You don't ever hear a woman saying that.
Oh, hey.
You didn't even do that.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. Daniel's got, can you guys look up Florida to the Carolinas? Oh, affordable. You never made it here before? Well, you are in luck. Ladies and gentlemen, first time only, long time listener, first time caller, Affordable Transport Solutions in the house. What's up, Ty? Ty is here. Ty's in love with you. And as we search, as Sue looks up that search, Florida to the Carolinas.
Sue, we're at in Florida is what I was asking.
Oh, we're at in Florida. Yeah, we got to be specific. You're right.
I mean, and I'll just, I can put it up for North Carolina, South Carolina. There's going to be a buttload of loads on here anyway.
Wow, so. And Affordable got, I think is telling us they got signed up with Central as a broker in 3 weeks. That's incredible too. Really, anything under a month.
Yeah, because it's been 90 days. Yeah.
Dear Cox Automotive. It's crazy, but we're happy to say anything under a month right now is incredibly amazing for you and your Fiverr staff. So thank you so much. Do they get, there's got, I pray somebody over there listens and just hates this show. Hates it. I don't want you to hate the show. We just, you know. Actually, you know, I saw somebody posted, We Will Transport posted a
Naples
video today that said, don't fall for cheap car shipping. Oh, thank God. Do not look for cheap car shipping. I am begging every shipper out there, stop with the cheap car shipping. You spend all this money and research and time and bragging at barbecues of your car and your baby. And then you're going to, when you go to move it, you want it for like, you know, a nickel or, you know, it's stop. It's ridiculous. Okay. All right, Jay.
I'm going to look here, but Daniel, how big of a car hauler am I looking for? Just so I know.
You're at a barbecue. I paid 40 grand for my car and I moved it for 50 bucks.
Two car hauler. Okay. All right. He's a two car. I'm going to put you at least 90 cents a mile. Let's see what we got here. I think it's, we're going to see dollar a mile cars out of there with no problem. Yeah, let's do it. And he's looking, he says he's in the, I think he said Naples, Tampa area. Naples, Fort Myers, Tampa. So you're on the West Coast. So let's go look here.
By the way, mic check. How we doing? We're okay? Audio? Mic.
I'm okay.
All right.
Let's see. And Daniel, are you signed up with the big brokers? Or are you new? Are you haven't even started? So we're just trying to kind of see what's on here. While I'm looking here.
Oh, two car hauler, yeah.
I want that.
I signed them on your board.
So I just put up Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, because I just wanted to see. And I did put 90 cents a mile so we could see what was good on here.
By the way, sorry, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, I know we do. We look for cheap flights. I have to ponder that.
So there's a Naples to Asheville on
cheap
here for
hotels.
$900. It's not ready till 7/2, which would be Saturday, right? Because tomorrow's
cheap
the
rental cars.
God, can you believe it's already July? My kid was sitting here saying, "I'm almost got to go back to school," and I'm like, "Oh my God, you're right! Isn't that crazy?"
Right, and so here you go. Here you go. Sent dear Cox Automotive. Since we're writing letters, and we're gonna fax them because I think that's how they get things. Dear Cox Automotive.
Okay.
Daniel is already paying his insurance and hoping and praying, please, just go over
just
and rubber stamp his stuff, man. Because we know you don't care anyways. Because, you know, that dispute negative ratings round file over in the corner? The basketball hoop file? Yeah. Nobody cares.
Well, I've seen one in Naples going to Asheville that would work for you. Look and see what else here. I don't know where Salem is. I need to look that one up. I know Spartanburg, but
I think
you can't be signed
Thursdays.
up with Cars Arrive for 90 days. So
Thursdays, we get our revenge
yeah,
on Thursday. No, you keep going. We're having two conversations
okay.
at the same time. On Thursdays, we get our revenge because I'm telling you, they ignore us the rest of the time. But on Thursdays are
oh, hell yeah.
ours.
So, Daniel, I don't know if you ever got our list, but you might, if you don't, send me an email. And I'll send you over the top 12 load boards to sign up with and also the other big brokers that you can sign up. And it tells you how long you have to be in business for each one and how you sign up and that kind of thing. It'll be very helpful. So if you just send me an email to murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com, then I can help you with that too. And we also do
Sue's
have
got
opening spots as well for dispatching.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you need a dispatcher, we are here to help as well.
And why, Sue? Because there's a lot that dispatchers
the best.
Do. You've got lists
yes. well,
of, yeah, packets
Yes, we have
and
lists,
whatnot.
Do's and don'ts, and we also help you get the right loads that fit on your trailer for the right price, and I can go on and on. We also do all your billings. We make sure you get paid. We do all of that stuff. And I know there's a lot of dispatch companies out there that do not do that. Honestly, I think I see the one for the dealership, and that's the best one. But if you don't live in Naples, I don't know if I'd go that far over there. There's a bunch in the Orlando area and some Tampa
Sue
stuff.
Has lists.
They're obviously not going to pay as much. What?
Douglas says you got a horror movie going. Sue has lists. That is a great idea. And it's, you know what? It's Sue peeking out of a sewer.
And Alina just did a huge list for me that is all about how a bunch of different brokers pay and their percentages is what they take out. It's awesome, which I've attached as well to
oh,
my packets
no
now.
No way.
So. Yes, she went to a lot of work to do all that stuff.
Wow, I want to see that. Because we've actually got in the, okay. you'll see this in the news, we've got, there's a post, someone posted on my YouTube channel playing devil's advocate. So what if the broker keeps like, you know, so what if the broker charges the shipper $1 million and keeps 900K? Something, you know.
We just had, we took a load.
Lakeisha yeah, well.
Just took a load that went from Kansas City to Atlanta. They had it on there for $550. And of course, you know how I'm pretty upfront if we're going to have a broker fee. I want the people to know. So she gets it and they've added $250. I'm sorry, $249. Weird number for their broker fee. But didn't tell nobody, of course. You know, that's my thing. To me, when you do that, it just seems kind of shady. I'm just really upfront about it. You need to send me 25, 50 bucks, whatever. If you don't want it, I'm not going to send you the load. But
well,
to send you a load and add 250 to it and not tell anybody is something altogether different.
And here we go. Here's devil's advocate. Well, how about the toll booth raise it $1,000 for each wheel you have? What are you going to do? Drive around the bridge? So, I mean, we can do this all day. Capitalism.
Yeah.
You have seen Wall Street. Maybe not. Rent Wall Street and think Gordon Gecko. I mean, you know, why not? Buy it and sell it in pieces. Go for it.
All right. So, also, let me explain something too for you, Daniel. Right now, the loads out of Florida are fantastic. But I just want to give you a heads up, it's not going to stay that way. And we may ride this out for 6 months to
Why
a year. We've
that?
Already been riding it out at least 6 months.
Why?
Why
Sue?
Is Florida sucky usually?
Well, but what? But you, I mean, you.
Or
you
why
know,
is it high right now?
Well, yeah. yeah. Why is Florida high right now? What is going on? Why is Florida high?
The only thing I can come up with. Well, I don't know. Why are they high? But anyways, I think this is my theory as to why. Nobody usually goes to Florida because the rates are kind of crappy. So I think that's been just bulking up during all of this, and nobody's been going that way. So they've had to raise the rates because nobody's taking these loads. Wow. I mean, we know last year it was because of COVID, and we know we just had snowbird season, but snowbird season was done or should have been done. These people should already be moved up to New Jersey and everywhere by now. It is July 1st. You know, they start in April and May moving up the coast, you know, the snowbirds. So I don't think this is snowbird stuff.
It can't be snowbirds unless you,
because if you look at these loads, they're not snowbird loads. I'm looking at them right now. Now I know there's probably some stuff on there going up to Jersey, but stuff going to South Carolina and North Carolina are not snowbirds. That's normal loads. But usually you would see these loads on here for, I don't want to say it like this, but usually 29 cents and 35 cents a mile, you know.
Bill Nickel has repos. Interesting, because all the money's going into the condo.
Yeah.
Right in there. Right, he's talking housing. Exactly. I mean, by the way, the market, right? Newsflash, in case you just woke up out of a deep freeze, the market's gone crazy.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's state governments are going to send checks, inflation checks, to Maine and to California. And I knew, see, that was the thing. I knew once we got the COVID money, there's going to be those government checks forever now. Like, we're going to see this stuff for the rest of our lives. Government check for this, government check for that. Now, I'm not saying people won't need it and spend it and go online and buy cars and, you know, diamond rings, and then there'll be $1 million fraud over inflation checks. I know it all will happen.
Yeah.
But, wow. Pretty wild stuff.
Yeah. So, there's a few on here, and you could get them out of Orlando and stuff like that running that direction. Now, maybe we should flip it and look for you out of North Carolina, South Carolina, so you can see what the return trips are looking like. I have a feeling it's not going to be pretty.
So here we go. Bill says that the Floridians put all their money in the car and live in a dump. Oh, I'm sorry. I paraphrased. Sorry. And I'm sure that, but if it's like California, it's $1 million dump, right? That should be a reality show. $1 million dump. All kinds of ways to go.
All right. So I just flipped it around so you kind of see what's going on here. You always see stuff going to the Jacksonville port. This one says no port, at least. Mm. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Appreciate that.
That one. Okay. Now, here's the trick. The company likes to put that it's going a certain place, but as you can see, it's really not going there. It's going to Callaway, Florida, not Apopka, which is Orlando area. I don't even know where Callaway, Florida is.
Never heard of it. Nope.
I gotta look that one up.
Yeah, I want to see that.
2404. I'm curious too how far away it is.
And by the way, you know that they, you know, somebody over there knows that we do this.
Jesus.
And they don't care.
So, yeah, I know.
Dude, nobody cares. No. Nobody ever cares.
5 hours away.
Nothing's ever going to change.
That's not, look, this
five
is
hours away?
That.
Shame
is,
on you.
This is where it's really dropping.
That is ridiculous.
Past Tallahassee.
That is a yellow flag and a red card.
Yeah.
Shame
that's
on you.
Crazy.
Guys. Sucks. Can't believe
they
do that.
Yeah,
every freaking show, we find their loads.
Yeah.
That just go wherever. Yeah. That you call the wherever load. Oh, yeah. It's probably a VIP, right?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Well, no, not that one. That's a logistics. If it says relocation, then you know it's a VIP.
Oh,
so,
okay. What does that mean,
looking
VIP?
At,
does that mean they're more important?
Yeah.
It means the broker's more important on this load, okay? God.
Yeah. All right, so it looks like there's plenty of loads if you're going to Jacksonville, and they're not all port stuff if you look at it. This is auctioned to dealer, and they're actually paying like 80 cents a mile out of North Carolina, 90 cents a mile. I'm really kind of shocked.
Thank you, Daniel. See, I got to be careful. I can't say everything I think. I come real close.
And let's see here. We're not going to go to Panama. And I don't recommend going up on the Miami side unless it's paying really well, and look at them, they're not. Look, it's 44 cents a mile for a 1500, which is ridiculous. No, just I've never seen. Jesse's asking if they're 2 cents a mile. No, that's what? I don't think that's true. Yeah, he said, why is Florida so low? Yeah,
who told you that? I mean, yeah. I don't need to know the name. I just don't. What station of life, you know, was it a guy at a 7-Eleven? Was it a dealer?
Broker? Is it a
Was it a broker? Was it a shipper? Was it, you know. Just a random dude at the YMCA. I mean, who said this?
No, because out of Florida right now, I mean, we're making really good money. If I have a 5-car that lives in Orlando area, Lakeland area.
See, affordable. That's because they got you. Where are you going to go? What are you going to go south?
Fine. You're right. Miami pays crap.
Where are you going?
Orlando. Like, if I'm going to send somebody into Florida, I go Orlando.
Orlando and stop. And it's not only where else you're going to go, but you know, you've got. There's always, what are they? I don't know. How do we get, how do we broach this? There's always a new, what? Right? Because I don't want to get canceled. Right? By the woke police.
Well, yeah. Let's see. I mean, there's a 2-pack of trucks going to Tampa. It's only 67 cents a mile. I'm actually surprised it's 67 cents a mile, to be honest.
So are you, what do you think? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of loads up here.
There's a lot of loads out of Florida. There wasn't that many going to North Carolina, South Carolina that I would probably want to do.
Well, so where would, do you have an alternate?
Well, I mean, I'm going to just tell you, when we run out of Florida, we usually run Louisiana, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Right.
Those are usually where your money areas are going to be, because they just, I don't know if people aren't doing them or what, but that's usually what we run. Like, we were running to.
Do you think that, let's say the carrier lives in North Carolina, South Carolina. So if you did Florida to Alabama, Mississippi, can you get over to the Carolinas from there? Can you make a triangle?
Yeah, I've tried as well.
Sometimes you can get stuff from Alabama, Mississippi to North Carolina, but if I was going to run Florida and you want to make some money here, I would run, like I said, I'd run out of Florida going to Louisiana, Alabama. You can get good loads out of North Carolina, but I wouldn't go to Florida. I wouldn't go back and forth. I would go out, stay out, as long as you can afford to stay out, and then go back in, just because you want to keep the money rolling.
Hey, Kevin Parada's here.
Like I said, eventually Florida is going to dry up, and then it's going to be hard for that whole scenario that I just gave you.
We're still talking about auto transport here.
It looks like there's...
Okay.
Yes. And it looks like there's plenty of lows going back that way, but it looks like it's Jacksonville area is what I'm looking at.
Now that we have a pretty good group going, so how is everybody doing with how long it takes to, well, I guess if you're new, then you're in the, I'm having a problem getting signed up with Central. How about this one? How's the negative rating dispute going with Central? That seems to be something that no matter your new, old, dried up, you know, you kind of know.
Yeah.
When you do your due diligence and you spend hours in the evening gathering photos, evidence, tire tracks, DNA, and you put your package together and you send it in, and no matter what you send in, you always get the same reply. How's that going? How are we doing? Do they need to know anything? Or how about carriers illegally brokering, right? Or you know, I don't know. Maybe everything's perfect.
Well, you saw that email. I sent you that email I got. I was really shocked I even got that. And that's the first time I've ever had it worded that way. You got to show that one.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do that. That's coming up in the news.
Transporters, lifting cars. Okay.
All right. So let's put a bow on this. What recommendation can you give today for this?
Well, I mean, there's loads going that way for you. I don't know if it will continue going that direction. Like I said, right now, if you're going out of Florida, You can pretty much go everywhere. You just want to get the premium amount of money. And if you can stay out of Florida, you're better off until you got to go home. But I would run, typically I would run out of Florida going to Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. When the loads, here's the thing you got to look at. When the loads start dwindling down and the rates are getting cheaper, it's like leaving out of Houston. I always say, shortest amount of miles, the most amount of money, just to get yourself out of there so you don't burn too much money. And then you go from there after that. Right now, though, like I said, it's nice coming out of Florida, but it's not going to last. So just keep that in mind. And as a two-car, you really need to make $1 a mile at least per vehicle. That's usually what we do with our two cars. Doesn't always work, but we do our best as much as we can to get it that way. And right now, the rates, as you can see on here, like there's a Fayetteville to Pensacola, but Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Panama City, that is not the same area as Florida, Florida. I go there all the time. I get great rates out of those areas, but it's not the same as going into Miami or Orlando or Tampa. So just keep that in mind, because you can see right here. But also you see that this is really picking up in Myrtle Beach, not in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Say hi to Vance. That's where he's
from. Excellent. We got another one. Actual pickup, so, actual delivery.
Yep. Oh, also, recently, I don't know if anybody's seen this. Have you seen the, like, get it now button or something like that on the page? They're putting stuff on there that you click a button to get the load.
Oh, it's on the new look, happening. Right?
Yeah. No.
No?
It's
here?
Not on the new look.
No.
It's on here. It doesn't usually come up for me because I'm a broker. But it does come up on the regular pages. But it's not on all of them. It just says, what does it say? Book it? Is that what
book
it is?
Now.
Book now. It's a big blue button.
Yep.
Wow.
So I don't know why not all of it is happening, but I've just seen it randomly.
Yeah, but
so
how?
They're trying to make this happen.
How does the fax machine know that you're trying to hit a button?
Good point. I don't know.
All right. Hey, Kevin says he... Okay, I'm not going to paraphrase. Negative ratings are handled pretty well on Central Dispatch. Sue?
No. I will wholeheartedly disagree. So, Kevin, what are you, a transporter or a broker?
And he's a carrier. Tell me. He is
He's a carrier.
But I mean, he runs a business, and I mean, he's present on social media. And so when Kevin says that, that's why I'm shocked. Unless, I don't know.
Well,
I'm shocked.
There's a difference. I mean,
he's in California.
I mean, as a broker, giving negatives are way easier most of the time. Unless, well, that's not always the truth because I have the same problem, right? I'll give a carrier a negative
for not
showing up, and we have, okay. So
everybody
when you're giving
has
someone a negative,
Andy has
probably,
a brokerage, okay, carrier and a broker, right?
Okay, so you do both. So what we're having problems with, okay, for example, if I give as a broker a negative to a company for not picking up a car or even damaging a car, because I had proof of damages, even they took my negative off, said I didn't give them enough proof, which is, we all know, a bunch of bullshit. Anyways, then as far as giving them a negative for not picking up when they're supposed to, and we put on their pickup exactly, that should stick, and they're not doing that anymore either. Now that's great if you're the transporter and you get that negative off, that's fantastic. But on the side of the broker who just got screwed over and has to pay storage for the customer because you didn't pick up, that's not quite the same thing. So
I agree.
Sue,
in what you've been sharing on this show, is that a carrier getting screwed by negative ratings, or is that a broker getting screwed? What are you sharing?
It's both. I'm gonna say both. Yeah.
I mean, week
because
after
I,
week,
you know, I
we
do
share,
both sides of it.
Yeah, it seems like nothing works. It's crazy.
No. Yeah, I think it depends on what person you got that day, and if they, I don't, do I want to say this, if they want to do their job. Because if you're sending proof of pictures of the damage, showing where pickup, this is literally what I did. I showed the pickup where the part was on the car. And then just trust me on this one. It was only a $23 part. And these people threw a fit and said they weren't going to pay it because of parts coming off. Well, it was a piece of rubber that went around the window. You lost it. It knocked off, whatever. And then they said, well, even if you drove it down the road, it would have come off. No, it wouldn't have. Come on now. So anyways, I showed them a picture of at pickup. I showed them a picture at delivery that it was missing. I showed them the invoice of how much it was and that they refused to pay. And they took it off and said I didn't give them enough information. So I don't know how much more information we're going to have.
This is just an opinion. My belief is that they just don't want to be involved and they'd rather just, you know, it's really about monthly memberships. What are we talking about? We're talking about a list of stuff where you can say and do whatever you want, right? And their job is to make money off of memberships so you have access to that list of whatever. And beyond that,
right?
Come on, man. Really? We got to get in the middle of all this whatever? We don't want to do that. We don't have the staff to do that.
Yeah.
And frankly, nobody cares. So there we go. Tell me I'm wrong. There we go. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't even work here. What do I know? All right, so let's do some industry news. Let's do that.
Okay. Van says they're a bunch of Karens.
Hey, I like that. That actually makes sense. Allegedly. Let's see here. Okay. Oh, here we go. No, let's do this. No, let's do... Wait a minute. I guess we'll do this. And then I'll remove this. Alright, something like that. I don't know. Jeez, Jay.
That one's gotta take all the way.
You think you've done the show before. Alright, so this is... Sue, what is this? This is one of your carriers?
Yeah, this is one of my drivers. This is DSK. Those were three 2,500 cabin chassis vans, I believe.
It's pretty intense. Was it a good paying load?
Yeah. Yeah, it paid $2,350 just to go from Kansas City to Dallas.
Wow, that is really? Holy cow, that is incredible. Honestly, that's amazing. One pick, one drop?
One pick, one drop.
Dang. You're not going to make a video now about getting rich from Dallas to Kansas City, are you?
No. Not today.
Thank God.
Maybe next week.
So that makes DSK Logistics LLC the carrier on the move of the week.
Yes.
That's another good. Look at that load. Look at that is.
That was
see, oh, no. You're not going to make I got rich with a four car. Are you? Video?
No.
Okay, thank you.
But that one was really good, too. That one paid $1,900 to go 600 miles or something like that. It went from Montgomery, Alabama to Cincinnati.
Well, Bill, from where to where?
It was Montgomery, Alabama to Cincinnati area. One pick, one drop.
Whoa, wow, that is great. What was the money on that?
Like it was $1,900.
I was going to say, I was going to guess $2,000. That's awesome. Nice job. Gas is up so high, I had to cancel cable. Started watching the free news at the pump. This is so funny, man. What I really applaud is that, like, he's pumping
gas. I
love
the robe.
He really thought about this. He's even pretending he's got a remote control. I love this guy. That's so funny. Oh, and he's got the gas pump going. Everybody around him must have been like, who is this freak? Oh, I'm surprised he even got the shot off without like the manager in the shot. Okay. I think this is car hauling. I think this is a new video on YouTube now. I got rich with a Toyota sticking out of the back of my truck.
Is that an ice cream truck?
Right? I don't know. It almost looks like pet control. I don't know what that is, man. I
can't believe they did that.
I know.
Yeah, you're right. It could be pet control.
And it got sent in. It got sent in by one of our viewers. I forget who sent it in. but special delivery for ATI. I don't know if this was on social media. Somebody actually got this photo and sent it into us. So thank you. Yeah, no, look, that it's a car hauler. You, look, you can see his upper deck knuckle up here.
Do you think
here.
He went to Copart and said, okay, I need you to load the Toyota in the back and put the car on the top?
Oh, my God.
Let's
go. Wouldn't that take a lot of fucking work to, like, load and unload? Is
yes.
it really worth it?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I don't even know what to say with that.
I think
is some insane crap right there.
Honestly, I think they They saw a lot of those get rich quick YouTube videos from a few years ago where everybody went out of business today. And this is they're a year from closing up shop.
I think they already did. They already lost their truck and trailer.
I mean, I guess you gotta do anything to pay the insurance now. Okay, you were talking about, so there's, I guess, just want to mention, because of the fuel and credit cards and fraud and theft and...
Yeah, they sent that out to everybody.
So, it's the card skimmers at the fuel stations? Is that what this is?
I think so. Yeah. And I don't know if anybody else is having problems, but I've had two credit cards just be compromised in just the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, watch for it, people.
I try to systematically, like, let's say I'm going to go to fast food, I use this card. And if I'm going to use, you know, if it's something I do regularly, then I'll use this card. So I'm always assuming, like, my fast food card is going to get compromised eventually. Fast food, gas, I try to do that. The problem is, you hit moments where you can no longer choose that. And you got to use your, like, you know, you got to pray that your card isn't compromised. But, you know, devil's advocate. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Don't forget. Always put Dispatching Live into your dispatch office. Feed your staff. And don't forget, grab a mask and jump right in because this is auto transport. You can do whatever you want. I've heard. Right, Kevin. I want to get rich hauling cars, too. Well, speaking of, that's why we started... We're probably going to do more of these. We did a car hauling YouTube video review show a few weeks ago. And honestly, and I know that, I mean... Right, there it is. Get rich with car scam. We know that what we're really trying to do is this. Is that, because you've seen the show and you know it gets crazy... But actually, the pinatas we whack are the big corporations that don't listen. It's not the individual single car hauler, you know, new guys. That's not who we're after. So we're trying to help, but I do not appreciate the get rich quick YouTube videos made by folks that are now completely out of the business. That is not really cool. If you're going to make get rich videos and then you're going to get out of the business, can you take your videos down too? You know, make a whole new, you know, you can make get rich quick at something else. I know it's not going to happen, but it's just a question. Sure would be nice. Which means I guess it was just all about the views, wasn't it? Because you know what? Now you've somebody thinks they're going to Hollywood just because they watched your video. How great is that? Thanks. Look at your expenses. If you're going to shut down, I'm just telling, man. Okay. Let's do this one. And Sue will be back. Sue has left the building. Let's send her another invite here. I think she, I guess there's storms in Missouri. There we go. So, this again comes from Hotshot Trucking is winning the award of best, mostest, awesomest, dispatcherist posts lately. Diesel is almost $6 a gallon. Don't let these dispatchers. Now, you know what it is I think I've learned. In freight's different than car hauling. because I think in freight, it's more likely you work for a big company. But here's the deal, man. Guess what? The dispatcher works for somebody in the building. So I know, and so what's happened is, and then there's this movement that, oh, the dispatcher. No, you don't like the company you work for. If you don't like the company you work for, then write that, would you? Don't let the company you work for justify putting a buck a mile freight on your trailer. There we go. See, that makes a lot more sense. I'm not going to read the rest of it because I don't really care. But geez, Jay. It was the dispatcher, I'm telling you. she lost internet, waiting for it to come back up. Lots of bad information out there on YouTube. That's why your channel is great, Jay. Keep it real. Thank you, Kevin. This is a great industry we're in, but it takes hard work. Well, and that's where, I think that's why the whole America, make America great again, everything, is that, yeah, you know, we do want things to be great again. And this is a great industry. And it's not going to get better unless we find a way to get, we need to find a way to reach at even just a quarter of people researching getting into car hauling. If we could reach 25% of those people, and you know, another thing I'm seeing, like, get rich with our service, get rich with, oh my gosh, and the TikTok, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know if we can fix it, man. We can turn this thing around. Here's what you want to do. I still have yet to do this. Bad. I put it in the link to the live chat. Oh, it's always the dispatcher. Stinking dispatchers. Click the link in the live chat, and I'm going to do this too. Actually, I was working on my draft the other night. I want it to be right. It's going to take you to this website, Federal Register of the Daily Journal of the U.S. Government, regarding definitions of a broker and bona fide agent. Which is interesting because the word dispatcher is not on that list. But no problem. Just going to keep forging ahead. But they're asking about dispatchers. Here is the list. They want you to answer these questions. Criteria of definition of a broker. Examples of a broker. What role should the possession of money exchanged take place in the definition of a broker? How would you define dispatcher? What's a commonly accepted definition? They want you to answer these questions. This is what you want to do. Now, you can go up to the site and put in a paragraph of, you know, whatever you want. But they're really looking for answers to these questions. Do dispatch services need a business license? I say no on that one, too, but again, dispatchers work for other companies. I mean, they do. Because without other companies, dispatchers don't have anything to do. Whatever. If a dispatch service represents more than one carrier, which I give the lawn mowing argument. Yep, you can only mow one lawn. We love your lawn mowing, but one lawn only. Whatever. And then bona fide agent. See, this just cracks me up. I don't know why everybody needs a great title. I have never heard any dispatcher ever say the term bona fide agent. Okay. All right, Jay. Keep it together. How about, this is a good one. They're actually asking this. Should boards that match shippers and carriers for a fee be considered brokers? Oh, my gosh. Dear Cox Automotive, there's a question from the FMCSA. Should electronic bulletin boards be considered brokers? Well, you're never going to get an answer to that one. All right, anyways, they got a great list of questions. Hey, don't forget, if you are looking for a dispatcher, now that we've established that it's much more complicated than meets the eye, Murphy Auto Transport Services has openings
four drivers, four carriers. So here we go, playing devil's advocate. Who's to say? Which trucker is to say? Which dispatcher is to dictate what I value my time and risk at on the broker fee? Let's say the carrier would accept the $800 for the load. Let's say I'm paying $1,200 for the load, minus $400, over 50% over the carrier's mental minimum. Pretty lucrative, right? And if I charge an overjoyed customer $2,000, am I a bad person? I satisfied all the parties involved. Tell me who dictates what's fair or what's right, or how they determine the value of my time and risk. Dear devil's advocate, your risk will never outweigh the carrier's risk. And you can charge whatever you want. And the toll bridge and the police officer that pulls you over for the third time that day can charge you whatever they want. Gordon Gekko can make as much money as he wants. Gas stations can milk everybody all day at the fuel island if they want. And Putin can cross into Ukraine whenever he wants. You know, we live in a world, you can do whatever you want, but it doesn't make it right. I can't explain this to you any better. Charge whatever you want. Do whatever you want. This is Auto Transport. Grab a mask and jump right in. Oh, there you go. Yeah, posted actual pickup, actual delivery. Who cares? Nobody cares. Do whatever you want. This guy's getting a selfie. And his... That guy's definitely a broker. Okay. This guy over here, too, he's having such a good time. Okay. Not a carrier. That guy's not a carrier. Okay. Yeah. This is what we were talking about earlier. We have received your inquiry concerning carriers posting vehicles. Central Dispatch will look into your complaint. If practices are found in non-compliance of our terms of service, we will take the appropriate course of consequence dictated according to our policies. Regards! Oh, it's too good. It's not even a fax. I'm impressed. To the fool who just commented saying they don't see how $2 a mile is bad, I'll explain $2 a mile. Load pays $1,200, goes 600 miles. Who wrote this? Devil's advocate? All right, so we got 600 in fuel, 300 of the driver, 200 to insurance and payments. That leaves you $100. You'll go bankrupt if you blow a tire. So anyone who thinks that $2 a mile is good should cut their salary to $10 an hour and go work fast food. There you go. But you know what? Do whatever you want. Who cares?
I'm back.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you. Thank you so much. We're just having a good time here in the industry news. How many apps do you have? Want some more? Okay. Hey, when a carrier illegally posts loads, aren't you part of the problem?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, Sue, we're so busy collecting money.
Yes.
We really don't have time to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
We only got two people. And you know, city of idiots. Total waste.
William wants to ask you about the actual pickup, actual drop stuff.
Oh, okay, good. I've noticed over the years you call out jobs close to where they're not the listed route, but with the message to pick carriers, actual pickup, actual drop. What's the reason why that is not good? Sue?
Well, the main reason is because most people don't even see that on the side, and so they think it's a good load. And usually, like we just showed, I don't know if you were on here before, they put on it was delivering in, what was it, Apopka, Florida? And it was really delivering 323 miles away from where they said it was. So if you're looking for a route and you're going to Orlando, the first thing you're going to say is, oh, here's my car. And then you're going to look over to the right-hand side and say, oh, there's not my car now. So they shouldn't be doing it. I know why they're doing it and why they've always done it, but I don't think it's a good practice because you're putting loads on there on a route that doesn't really belong to where you're really going, and it really screws up everything, basically. And there's a lot of brokers that do it, and there's a lot of brokers that do it that don't even need to do it because they're going to popular places anyway, so I don't even know why they do what they're doing. That one, Callaway, Florida, probably nobody would ever notice it. But I saw one that Fisher did just the other day, and it was going to like a normal place, like to Kansas City. I'm just giving an example because I can't remember where it was at, but they put it going, instead of to Kansas City, they put it going to Springfield. And I'm like, why would you even do that? Kansas City is like, any major city you're going to is a popular spot, let's put it that way. And so why put it in a weird spot like Springfield where very few people go to when they should automatically see it anyways? Now, usually the M-Way puts the stuff on there and they're nowhere near where.
No, it's M Company, Sue. M Company.
All right. All right. M whatever. Anyways. M stands for something other than what their name is. How about
money.
That?
How about Money Company? How about that? Money Company.
I was thinking something that started with mother. But anyways. Anyways, but they're notorious. They're probably the biggest.
They don't care. They know about this. They don't care either. They don't care.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't care.
No.
No.
But it just confuses the whole process of what you're trying to accomplish by loading your driver. And a lot of new people aren't even going to see that that's going the wrong spot. They're going to put that in their load to load their driver. And then at the last minute, they're going to find out that it's not going where you thought it was going. And so the load that you already had worked out to go is now a moot point. You don't have that third car.
And there you go. And see, Bill, there you go. Whatever. See, if it was actually on a route, but at a city that's during the route, right, you pick up during your route. The thing is, we know, and we've mapped it out, we've already done examples, that Money Company, they do this, like, daily, and there's nowhere near a route to be found.
No.
It's just that, yeah, they've had great success with whatever, with spraying champagne, with it, and I'll shift gears. Let me just end a sentence, period. Wouldn't in other industries this be considered fraud or misrepresentation? Why do you think used car dealers were known as shady used car dealers? Because that baby's ready to go, you know, and it's not ready to go. These are shady business practices we're talking about, period. Now, those were separate sentences, so send me a letter if you need to, Money Company, but you are doing it on purpose, and you know it.
Right.
And we're talking about it. But everybody's talking about it.
Well, and say this was your, like, we always have what I call a gold bar car in there, right? And what if that was your gold bar car and you based your rest of your whole load on that whole thing? Now you're totally screwed too on top of it. And a lot of new people do not catch any of that. They don't even see that part over there on the side that says
And that's part of the problem too. Because when you call in on a VIP load and you're begging for an extra chicken nugget to do all the runaround and dance and BS crap,
yeah.
The thing is, you know that the way these negotiations take place are similar to the way it's posted. Like, please don't notice that it's not actually picking up there. Yeah. It should just say that. Reference ID. Please don't notice that we wrote this. I'm surprised they even tell you. Why even? You know what? If you're going to spray the champagne, do it right. Don't even put it on the load. Just mention it at the end of the phone call after we book it. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Let's be honest about being dishonest. How about that? It is bait and switch.
Yeah,
it's nonsense. It is totally typical of this industry. Everything is up for you. Do whatever you want. You can do whatever you freaking want.
Yeah.
No axle, no problem. Whatever. Who cares? Nobody cares. And this is what you get.
We had someone give us a vehicle
the
other day.
We don't care.
I think it was Copart I8. It had no tires on the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you supposed to strap that down?
Yeah. I don't know, man. You loaded it. Get it here now. Let's see here. What else are we doing? Oh, we love that. That's why join us on Thursdays for Bachelorette Truck Stop. Oh, this is interesting. See, now the dispatch thing is really making the rounds. How to change your decision making for successful dispatch. And this is actually a good picture, because if you're a driver, this is great. If you're a driver, you're an owner operator, you're a business owner, how are you looking for loads while sitting in your truck, right? Now in freight, there's a lot of detention time, waiting around. Maybe you can do this. Do you know many car haulers that are just sitting there on their phone during the workday doing nothing? Anybody? All right. Sue's not going to answer me. Effectively self-dispatching may well be the most difficult task an owner-operator business is saddled with. Now, I'm not saying you need a dispatcher, but I am pointing out once we make, you know, Roe versus Wade, check. Now, dispatchers next. We'll get rid of all the evil dispatchers. Check. Will that fix anything? No. No. It'll be fun, though. The rigors of self-dispatching can turn an owner's world upside down. It doesn't take very long at all for some to hit a reality roadblock the first few weeks after changing lanes to be an owner. It's easy to just get frozen in time, unable to make the right call or any call. I call that phone freeze. I've seen phone freeze in the dispatch office. Yeah, if you're out there and, man, you're getting spun around with actual pickup, actual delivery.
Don't.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to learn the hard way. One of the biggest issues, failure to vet all the details. Failure to complete accurate details, knowing what to ask, too often leaves you sitting at a customer delayed or even without the load you're promised. For new owners recently invested in high-dollar equipment, the pressure of the payments due will push you into bad decision-making and picking up that crappy load, saying you'll do it for $50 less. Don't do it.
Yeah.
That's how $50 less happens. Well, we got to pay the rent somehow. Yeah. You're selling. You're giving away your truck one bolt at a time.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for playing. Get rich, hot shot car hauling. No, Bill. I appreciate your willingness to engage this issue in a rational way. Thank you very much for that, because that is not something you'll find with money company.
Right.
They're never going to talk about this. Oh, great. Oh, great. We got the Russian scammers in here, too. Oh, great.
Who's that?
Oh, I guess it's, you know, one of Putin's tricks to fund tanks. I don't know what it is. I just removed it all, but it's still on the screen.
Wow.
I don't know. It appears randomly. I've noticed whoever that is, like during the Amber Heard trial, it would just spam like crazy. But the chat was moving so crazy because everybody was in there going nuts. But I think that they look for longer videos.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I used to self-dispatch when I only had one truck and I was the driver. I thought I couldn't afford a dispatcher. Once I started growing and hiring office staff, I realized the importance of having a dispatcher. That's great. Thank you, Kevin.
It's hard to sit there and do that.
It's a lot of work, and that's what frustrates me so much about the war on dispatchers.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if they don't do anything but lie. No, no, that would be M Company. front of the store, back of the store, here on ATI, right? Transport parking lots, selling cars. That's why we had a great show Tuesday night. Nationwide Collateral Services with Location Services. These guys do a lot. And by beefing up on your knowledge of what other companies do, oh, by the way, they just do transportation too, but you know why? Pay attention. Well, I don't do repo. Okay. Yeah. You don't go to repo lots? Okay. No, you're good. No, really, we learned a lot. It was an amazing show. So happy to have the Location Services crew on Tuesday night. And next Tuesday, we're going to do another. So this is your start hotshot car hauling get rich business cycle. 6 months, 1 year, 1.5 years, 2 years. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Oh, and choke. There you go. We're going to talk about that Tuesday night.
Yes, ma'am. That's perfectly fine.
Because it needs to stop.
Thank
this is not
you.
A fun show.
Very good, by the way.
Not near as fun as this show. But we have to talk about it. This needs to stop. People need to stop. Why stress out 4 years of your life, then to have to go do something else again?
He wasn't asking about that. He was just like,
all right. It is 1 o'clock. Gosh, it's 1 o'clock. It is Ask Larry time. So I guess we'll just go ahead and do it. Before we do it, is there anybody else in the...
All right.
Oh, no. Bill mentioned the company's name. Dang it, Bill. oops. He says,
there it is.
Now we apologize. Regards. Yeah, see, Repo Ryan, get ready to hit some repo lots. It's been crazy. Yeah, no, it
I
is. Because, you know, that's what happens. If you took all your COVID money and you bought a Tesla, the bill is due, brothers. All right. I guess we'll go into Larry time. Step right up. It is time. Every Tuesday night and every Thursday afternoon, we play Are You a Car Shipping Guru? Ask Larry. Now, this will be interesting because Tuesday night...
He's not driving at first. That's not his first drop. He will go past the Baton Rouge one.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at. But why is that his first drop?
It's not. Okay. He's not paying attention. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. I liked it.
Whatever,
well, that it just goes to show.
There's one that drops in the news, right?
You're going to have, as a dispatcher, you're going to have drivers that will just go wherever you tell them. So when you book that actual pickup, actual delivery, champagne spraying load, they're driving all over the place. It's at the end of the week they go, now, why did we do that?
Text.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Five new questions. Question one. Here we go. In automotive, what does LPR stand for? Is it letter print reader, light part restoration, lot property recon, or license plate recognition? LPR. You're going to want to know this. This is some innovative technology stuff. LPR.
Huh.
Letter print reader, light part restoration, lot property recon, or license plate recognition?
I think it's license plate recognition. I don't know. Sounds more likely.
Anybody in the live chat? Which one is going to have, like, you know, higher benefit as we move into the future? Letter print reader, light part restoration, lot property recon, or license plate recognition. Oh, Repo Ryan in the live chat. And Sue got it too. Can you believe it? It's incredible.
It is. It's license plate recognition.
License plate recognition.
Did you see these new license plates in a couple of states that are digital?
Yeah, so, oh my God, no, this is crazy. We were watching this video. No, you've got to see this. This is insane. This is from Tuesday night. Yeah, here we go. Where is that at? Gotta find it. Gotta find it. Okay. Okay, you can see this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no sound.
Okay.
This is LPR in action.
Okay.
Beep.
Is that easier for them to give us tickets?
Beep, 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 beep. I need the sound of, like, the grocery store scanner. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. What state is this?
Mississippi. In Mississippi, these things are helping law enforcement, like, identify vehicles ASAP. This is Insight LPR, license plate recognition. Let's do it again. Beep.
It says it is to help beep, beep, take the headache out of vehicle registration.
Beep,
really?
Beep, 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 beep.
The date of this article.
See, now here's the thing. I know that this is scary and uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't like it.
But what if And because I was talking to these guys about it, what if they had LPR at the auto auctions in Florida where all the trailers get stolen? Beep. Hey, we found your trailer in about 10 seconds. Right? I mean, that would be amazing. So, you know, technology is always scary. You know, there must have been somebody. As you know, they had the broom for thousands of years, and the first time they saw a vacuum, they, you know, freaked out. Thought, it's the end of the world! It's a Dyson! No, man. The Hoover will help you. It's not the end of the world. It's, the Hoover is not the devil. Gerard doesn't like it. I think most people... Wait until it saves your ass, though. All right, thanks, Affordable. Thanks for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. And thanks for saying goodbye. That's so cool. Hello and goodbye. It's like a Beatles song. Wow, Repo Ryan, 2 million plates a month. That's insane, dude.
That is crazy.
So, Repo Ryan, you know what everybody wants to know. What are you looking for? Right? Like... You know, are you going to know what I wrote in my diary, or are you looking for, like, hardened criminals?
Yeah.
Right?
There's the, yeah, you're right. There's
is there, the right? What's, where's the line? That's just, that's what we all just want to know. You're right. I used a fake ID 50 years ago. Is that, you know, am I going to get pulled over? Allegedly. That was just a story. No fake IDs. Okay. Question two. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2021 Ford Bronco from Great Falls, Montana to Davison, Michigan? 975, 12, 20, 13, 35, or
1625. Okay. Bronco. Montana, huh? Huh. I want to say that's not that as far as I think it is. I hate it that we don't know how much miles we're looking at. It's right now.
I know it is hard. Exclusive's got 1335. I think. Is it Vance? I think it's
Vance. That's Vance, yeah. I don't think it can be that far, but it all depends. Davidson should be Detroit area, right?
Right. Bill's like, yuck, yeah. Who wants to actually have to deal with this route? But, I mean, you know, that's it. So, I mean, Bill, you know, you see the other side of it. You know, you're talking to shippers. They want, you know.
I'm going to say 1625.
Betty Sue isn't going to be available until, you know. Thursday from 1 to 1:30. She's got a hair appointment in the morning. She's got a hair appointment in the afternoon. We want to put a... we've got an elephant made of plutonium that we want to put in the trunk. And there might be a body in the back seat. Just ignore that. I mean... Right? Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to say 1625. I think that's going to be... It's probably less than that, but I think it should be at least.
That's exactly what I said Tuesday night. I actually know the answer. You're going to be very happy.
Ah, okay. And I agree with you, William.
Yeah.
I think it might actually cost more.
Yeah, it should. It should. Well, the quote should be, and that's, hey, devil's advocate, guess area. What? You tell them it's $5,000, put $1,000 on the load board, go for it. Heck yeah, man. I'll see you at the gas station. I'll be selling you, I'll try to sell you a bridge. I'll see you there. Okay, question three. What is a skip trace? Fixing a recalled vehicle part, locating a person's whereabouts, using night vision for surveillance, or driving through the auction fence?
It's not driving through the auction.
What are you talking about? Of course it is.
It's not the night vision, and it's not recalled. Vehicle part. I'm going with the person's whereabouts.
Right now, there's a guy like, dang it, I'm going to skip trace right now.
I drew Mannheim's fence.
I love skip tracing. All right. There it is. Good job.
I got three.
I'd pay Detroit to Seattle price plus $200 to have a carrier deviated off route. Well, that's the thing. And that, see, and here's the other problem. We're fine if you're going to do the, you know, three card Monty on the loads. Ooh, Monty Transport. I just got three card Monty Transport. I think I just renamed the company. So if three-card Monty Transport is going to play that game, then compensate the driver. But these, you know, champagne-spraying loads, they don't pay any better than anything else. So it's just, you know, it's a carnival game. You're hoping some sucker walks
He's
up
still
and...
trying to get his trailer filled.
You know, doesn't do very well.
Oh, they have to pick up today, but it's going to be the latest possible.
All right, here we go. Question four.
So just tell me give me an hour and a half.
What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2020 Subaru Crosstrek from Southampton, PA to Hillsboro, Oregon? $1,013.25, $1,015, or do I hear $1,880?
I'm going to $1,880.
I think I just named the... I think I just named the show. Today's show is called Three Card Monty.
I mean, you're going coast to coast, basically, which has got to be in the 3,000 mile range, is what I'm going to guess. Because Southampton, PA is going to be actually on the other side of Philly and the New Jersey side. And Hillsboro should be next to Portland, if I'm not mistaken.
Vance has got 1880.
It's got to be. I mean,
I know. That's what I said.
You're
going to
throw this crap at me and tell me it's 13 or something.
Oh man, I know, isn't that amazing? That's two for two. Yeah, we never get that.
All right, gotta get the last one, Jay.
Here we go. All right, question five. Which company provides LPR, skip, impounds, recovery, keys, remarketing, transport, and titles all under one roof? Is it Location Services, Find It Now LLC, Book 'em Dan OPI, or Pinpoint Precision USA?
Well,
you might have been on the phone when I showed this company.
you might have, because I don't think I saw it. Or was that when I you're flashing it too fast. I can't see it.
Did you see it?
No, I saw it go by, but
all right, let's try it again.
Damn, you're quick. I know Vance got it. What'd you say, Vance?
It's Location Services. Hey! I know, right? Book 'em Dano, dude.
That's pretty funny.
Right? Some. If you're new to recovery, I'd see if bookemdano.com.
You want to hear something really funny? Down where I live, which we all know is in BFE, there's a brand new Bronco that drives around, and on the back of it, it says Book 'em Dano.
Yeah,
and it's
dude.
Not a cop. You just have the sticker
great.
Put on. It's very funny.
Book 'em Dano. Let's see. Yep. Every week, going live. We missed live carrier advice yesterday. Brian had a flight. Brian travels a lot. Had a flight thing going on, so we didn't get that show in. We'll get that in next week, probably. I think we have Dispatching Live again next week, right? Does that sound right to you?
Sounds right to me.
All right, so July 7th, Dispatching Live. We'll be back. Having a good time, as always. We do search load boards and more. Tomorrow on Cars on the Move, we've got Friends Don't Let Friends Haul Cars.
That's pretty good.
Candy's going to be our special guest on Cars in the Move. That's going to be great. You know, she's good at this. That's right up her alley. She's great at, man. She lays it down.
Yeah, she does. I love candy.
By the way, are you with us Tuesday night?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, Tuesday night. Again, we're going to do... Yeah, here. Tuesday night. Start Hotshot Car Hauling Business Cycle. So in case you're not used to reading the whiteboard, you start, you go, you go, you go, you're gone! We got to break the cycle. You don't want this cycle, man. Don't do it.
No.
Those any get-rich-quick tuber that was telling you how they're going to get rich, are they rich?
So how did the show with that that video go?
You can take the screen back when you're ready. Car hauling. We did car hauling YouTube video review.
Yes.
It was long.
Yeah, because I knew it was an hour and 45 minutes, right, of the video was.
There's so much to talk about with respect to, like, we were looking at expenses.
Right.
And what we're going to do Tuesday is we're going to do it different.
Okay.
This time I've got sections of many videos. We're just going to watch sections.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at it all, it paints a picture of, like, the first video, the guy literally says, I bought a semi, now what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's the phone call I get, dude.
What are you talking about? You bought a semi, now I need, you know.
Yeah, what do I do next?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, that's an option. So there's little clips like that. Husband and wife with a baby, they're on camera. It's wild. And one of our oldie but a goodie, he's been on this channel before, and I think he's out of trucking now. And his videos are left to help, I don't know.
What's we talking about Gold Silver Guy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just following along.
And I'm not. This is not a personal attack. I do not want to personally attack anybody.
No, it's not.
But what's an example where somebody like did a lot of damage to an industry and then they're gone, but they're still hanging around? Like it'd be like if Bernie Madoff still ran ads, right? Like. There's no Bernie Madoff billboards left standing around on your drive from New York City up to Boston. No.
Right.
But if there was, we have that. We have Bernie Madoff's billboards hanging around on social media. Thanks, Bernie. So that's one of the things that I want to get to next because, Kevin, that's my problem. I have to dance around these issues. It's just like with three-card Monte Auto Transport. You know, I can't say the name of the company because I don't want to end up in any legal problem or personal fight. But how in the world are we going to explain to new people researching what they're looking at?
Right. Because they're still on there. And
there's a new
that.
Company every yeah. day. Somebody right now, there's a husband and wife sitting in a kitchen table with all their nickels in a pile, and they're like, we're ready, honey. We saw these videos, and they say we're ready.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you should, Kevin, please tune in Tuesday night. And if you want to join us, well, tune in on the live chat. We'll start with that. Because that was another thing that kind of made the show long. Here's what we're going to have. I'm calling it the ATI Council.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Tuesday night's ATI Council is... We're going to have Ty Thompson, Ron, Candy, Joe, Lionel, Sue, and Jay. That is the council Tuesday night. Ty, Ron, Candy, Joe, Sue, Lionel, and Jay. That is the council Tuesday night. And we're going to look at, yep, I bought a semi, now what? This is a perfect time to start car hauling. Why stay in? Garbage rates, wheel problems. This company don't feed you. Now what do we do? And okay. It'll take us through kind of it'll take us through the life cycle as I showed it. Here we're starting, we're going, and we're gone. And that is the demonstration of the videos. And again, none of it's a personal attack, but it is a demonstration of, because there are folks making get rich videos right now that are going to be out of business in 5 years. And I'm being nice.
Usually
it, faster. It'll probably be two.
Yeah, if you're more interested in making videos, absolutely.
And only 20 people heard me say that. But there's 1,000 sitting at a kitchen table right now.
Watching videos.
Thinking that they're going to get rich.
Uh-huh.
It sucks. It really sucks. And those Bernie Madoff billboards are going to be there forever. It'll be roaches and Bernie Madoff billboards at the end of the world. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Really sucks. Welcome to Auto Transport. Sue, should we look for a few more loads? Let's end it. Let's try to end it. Let's not end it with me on my soapbox.
I told
them
that you
let's
could
end
okay.
it, let's end it with business.
Well, where do you want me to look?
Well, exactly. Vance, everybody is. Everybody's working their tail off just to hang in there. Which, again, is why Devil's Advocate, thanks for spraying champagne all over yourself. Really appreciate that.
Alina, do you got something you want us to look at? Are you on here still? She usually has a load to help her with, but I'm not sure if she's still on here.
Yeah, Elena had to go. Well, she's probably wrapped around in her phone cords and fax machine's going crazy. She's texting and the kids are throwing up and the dog's chewing on the couch. Am I
she
close?
Was looking, she was, I don't know where she was out of. I know she was looking to get her Chicago guy back, but I couldn't remember where she was at him sitting at.
Okay.
Grab my Decatur, Alabama. Hey, Bobby. Sorry. Yes. He asked me if I had somebody over there, and I do not. Otherwise, I would help you. Alina, what are you looking for? Oh, we'll pull it up.
Grab my loads. That's funny.
Raleigh. Okay. I like Raleigh. We're good.
Raleigh to where?
Well, I know she likes to send them to Detroit, but I think she was having a hard time. There wasn't anything on there, but let's go look.
I've always liked that route.
Me too. Let's just pull up Michigan for right now, and let's see if there's anything on there. There are 8. Well,
go to the guard shaft.
There's one to Clayton going to Detroit. There's another one from Kenley. It's an in-op, but I believe Mannheim has a forklift there at Kenley. Going to Detroit, so there's another one. You don't usually want to
pay enough.
Well, here's the thing: that may not look like that pays enough. That one's 86. That one's 78. They're still not bad, but when you get to Detroit, is where your money is. That's why you want to go to Detroit. You want to go to Ohio. Is there's money up there? Here's another one. Here's an Olds going to Detroit. Here's another one. It's the same one. Lovely.
So
I love
it. Make it happen. Oh.
Yeah, double brokered.
No.
And this one's never going to move because who's taking it for 55 cents a mile? Not going to happen. I'm just curious. Who are they? It's a broker. Okay. I always got to check anymore. Half time their transporter's on here listing loads. So,
well, nobody cares.
Look at this. Does someone seriously think you're going to take a car trailer for 56 cents a mile? Really?
Is it a dealer?
Yeah, it's a dealer. That's
this is
never
why
going to happen.
It's funny because, I mean, that's the problem is that Ty is always talking about talk to dealers. But there's a lot of dealers that are still paying, you know, the same rate when Jimmy Carter was a president. So.
Well, and is it just the trailer? This is the kind of trailer. This is the kind of trailer it's saying. So I'm assuming it's just a trailer, not the truck, right?
But no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, that's way too cheap.
This load sucks.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that for 56 cents a mile.
I'll give you a yellow card. That load sucks, man.
Yeah. You better, if someone's driving that up there, or attaching it to their trailer, you better figure $3 a mile easy.
Dang, Bobby.
4,500 a load, Huntsville to Granbury. That's not
damn
that far.
No. How many vehicles is that, Bobby?
Wow. That's insane, dude. Nice job, Bobby. Well, Bobby.
Yeah, Selena has a great driver out of North Carolina. That guy just zoom, zoom, zooms.
Yeah, I had one too. Well, and I was going to say that about North Carolina. Aren't there a lot of drivers in North Carolina?
There is. A lot. Most of the time I get phone calls, they're from North Carolina or Maryland. It's weird. Maryland and North Carolina.
Eight smalls.
I think so.
Will you break it in half, Bobby? Or six medium bigs? 150 units. Oh, God, yeah.
Holy crap, yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Bobby's exploding in the live chat. Holy cow. That's crazy.
And if anybody knows where Granbury is, it's a little bit past Dallas. It's
exactly
not that bad.
Right. And Huntsville is... Is that north of Birmingham?
It's north of Birmingham. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's only 70, 80 miles. It's not that far.
That is. That's great, Bobby. Do you have a, hey, do you have like a load board or website
on,
or email
on Central
or anything? Oh, it's all on Central?
Yes. But they also use, don't you use Ship? Oh, what is it? Damn it. What's the name of it? It's not Ship.cars. What is it? It's the other one that's called that. What? Carship.io.
Oh, Carship.io. Uh-huh.
Do you send them? I think, Bobby, you send them through Carship.io. Is that right? And you can probably look on that load board too. But they're all over Central. You go on there.
You want to? Hey, Bobby, you want to share a phone number or an email or anything? That is awesome. Yeah, we use Carship.io. All
one,
loads on
two,
Central.
Three,
okay.
Four. Yeah, he's got a bunch. Are you willing to split this stuff up too?
Bring
Bobby?
Those up, Sue. Put those on your load board if you would. Let's take a look at them. Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to split these 2,500s up because I don't know if anybody could tag them.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
On one, okay.
All right. Well, he's saying, I guess he's saying six, well, six on a, can you fit six of those on a Stinger? Or five? Five. Not six.
I don't know.
What if you had, okay, let's say you had a wedge. What could you do? You can't fit. Can you fit two?
No, I don't. I'd only be able to take two on a wedge.
Would that be worth it?
Let's see. No.
Right? What is that? 800 a piece? 800, 1600 for 734 miles.
Divided by two.
That's not bad.
Divided by five.
I mean, if you just kept doing it.
Yeah, the problem is getting back.
I know. That's what I was thinking too.
That would be your only problem. Is, and usually, don't get me wrong, when I go out of Dallas, I usually end up in Alabama, but it's not always Huntsville. It's either I go south to Mobile and Pensacola, or I'll do Huntsville and Birmingham together. But he had contacted me, and my driver had already left the area. We'd already fully loaded, and that was him that was down in Montgomery that went up to Cincinnati. But I mean, there's plenty on there if anybody's there, for sure. And Granbury's, what does it say here? It's about, from Fort Worth, it's only about 40 miles, 50 miles, something like that. Isn't Granbury over by Weatherford for some reason?
Oh, or is that, what is it, Weather Falls, White Falls?
Weatherford. I do Weatherford a lot over there because I got a driver that lives there. But I think Granbury is nearby there.
Hey, we're in our final minutes here on Dispatching Live. If you've got anything else to say or add, please do that. Jump in the live chat. Don't forget to comment. Hey, if you've got a like, please leave one. Likes are like pennies. Actually, they're worth a lot more. Do you find that you hoard your likes on social media? You're like, yeah, I liked it, but I'm not going to leave a like. But I think that's happening now. Could come back to Atlanta, then deadhead to Huntsville. Interesting. Many ways to slice it.
True. Except out of Dallas to Atlanta, it sucks too. So.
Uh-oh.
It's like $350-$400 a car, which is crazy. Sue, where's the money coming out of Dallas? Not a whole lot. I would tell you, out of Dallas, I usually run either up north to Kansas City, sometimes to St. Louis, sometimes to Nashville, sometimes to Memphis, a lot of Alabama, like I said. I don't usually go the other direction. So I know there's loads going to Arizona and New Mexico, but I don't think they usually pay that great. Right now, Dallas has not been paying great at all. It's few and far between. So we've been trying to stay out of there if we can, because they've just been knocking the prices down, not coming up. So that part sucks. Where else? I mean, I love going to Kentucky, Ohio, that kind of stuff, but they are few and far between. If they list them on there going that direction, they're like 40 cents a mile. So it doesn't happen very often, unfortunately. Like, we got a sweet load the other day. It was a 3,500 flatbed for $1,400 out of Dallas that went to, it's called Wing, Alabama. Does anybody know where Wing, Alabama is? So it's just north of Milton, Florida. And it paid $1,400, and then we were still able to put another car on there that went into Milton. And then we went out of Pensacola to St. Louis for like $2,100 or $2,400 or something like that, which was really good too. So, but I'll tell you the load of the week. Thank you, RPM. This is one for them. I took three vehicles out of St. Louis going to Louisiana for $3,200.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Two for 1,100, one for 1,000.
Well, and by the way, what Sue didn't mention, so you had a record week or something.
Oh, I did. For Danny, DSK, the one that we've shown the pictures for. Yes. Although I didn't tell you we had a load fall through, but we were still at $11,200 for a three car.
For 1 week.
For 1 week.
Holy
mackerel.
The
best week I've ever had with a three car. It was awesome.
Well, time to make a video, Sue.
But like I always say, that doesn't happen all the time. I mean, that some weeks you just get lucky and the loads just keep rolling out. And I like working with, I don't know if anybody knows who Express 4x4 is, but they put some killer loads on there, man. And we were just taking two 2,500s from Oklahoma City to San Antonio back and forth for them was $2,000 each time we went down. And they didn't have loads coming back up, but we were still managing to go back up for like 15 and better. So we were just going back and forth for that week, and it was sweet. But I will say my other three car last week, a totally different guy, made $10,000, and he's never made that kind of money either.
Yeah, Kevin, I mean, Kevin's got it. Yeah, $11,000 is insane. I think I cleared 10 a few times, but I don't know if I ever made 11.
Well, and honestly, Danny follows, that's all ELD, follows it to the letter.
Right, right. And this is legal, too. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was legal.
But you don't mention that in your video. Your views will drop. So let's see. What else we got? They must have watched the YouTubers. There you go. There it is. I did want to say this. So shout out to RPM. And we really want to learn more about your load board.
Yes, we do.
I want to see it.
And if you need loads, we've got a couple people that we talk to specifically because we all know it's hard to get through to them. Garrett is one of them. And I know Alina has one that she talks to specifically as well.
Awesome.
I guess they get like, I don't know if they get points or bonuses if you just call them for their loads. Just Ooh. So you know, if you make a friend at RPM, keep them as your friend. They'll get you the loads.
And that goes for, any friends you can make.
Yes.
Yeah. Make a list. Keep their phone numbers handy. Keep their emails handy.
Yep.
This is how you take the load board and begin to build that Rolodex.
Yep.
So speaking of that, tomorrow's show, Cars on the Move. Friends don't let friends haul cars. We're connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers live on Cars on the Move. Candy is our special guest. This is Ty live in the transport parking lot. Please do join us for that. Sue, thank you so much.
No problem.
And and shout out to Ship Your Car Now. Hey, what's up?
Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the live chat. Really do appreciate it. Daniel and Elena and Bill and Two Bears and Kevin and Vance. Really do appreciate it. You guys mean a lot. Repo Ryan, Affordable, Gerard. Ty was here for a while, then he got a phone call. Really do appreciate it. It means a lot. So thank you guys so much. Please do join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move. All right, office, what do we say?
What do we say, people? Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Goodbye, everybody. Bye, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow on Cars on the Move.
All right, guys. All right, see ya.
Bye.